extremely active jumping worms that can leap a foot in the air raise alarms in California.
Did you just say a foot in the air?
Yes.
We don't need this kind of crap. The hell? Murder hornets and monkey pox and leaping worms?
Don't they know what we've been through?
Right.
An invasive worm species known for its voracious appetite and its ability to jump a foot in the air.
Ah.
Why do we need worms that jump a foot in the air?
No, we do not.
Why is this happening?
We need money.
It's raising alarms in California, where scientists have expressed concern about the threat the worms pose to the forest ecosystem.
We need time off. We need sex and drugs and rock and roll.
The name of the worm is the amethyst agrestis. But it's also has three nicknames. One is the Asian jumping worm.
That's
the
terrible.
Other is the Alabama jumper.
No.
And my favorite is the crazy snake worm.
The crazy snake worm. I think I partied with him one time.
What? There's a crazy snake worm? I don't want that.
No.
This can grow up to 8 inches in length.
Come on.
8 inches in length. Which is, you know, further than your hands.
Oh, I know, 8 inches in length.
Oh, shut up. You know half of it. You can just double it in your head.
How dare you.
They can grow up to 8 inches in length and have milky white band around their dark body. And are distinctive for their theatrical behavior, including wild movements and even detaching body parts.
I love that song.
Detaching
what
body
does that
parts.
Mean?
It means if they feel like they're getting caught, they can shed their tail. They can just go, all
I
right.
I don't need it.
Don't need it. I'm fine without it.
I wish I could do that.
Right? They're also, handy. And listen to this part. This is the part that's going to get you, because this is what's going to work.
This, it's worse than everything so far?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh my God.
They're also hermaphrodites and can reproduce without mating. They can reproduce without mating.
So they can just sit there and make copies of themselves.
So they're 8 inches long. And they have crazy theatrical movement.
Meaning they leap upon you.
They can jump a foot high.
Ah, come on.
And they eat so much that forests are in danger.
It's unbelievable.
What is going on
this planet?
True to their name, they jump and thrash immediately when handled, behaving more like a threatened snake than a worm.
Wow.
That's a thing.
That's a suck thing.
In California.
I hate that thing.
That is a suck thing.
Yes.
We need a new category of that's a suck. That is a suck thing.
Oh, this isn't, though. This is good.
No, this is much better.
Yes, much better. Well, unless any worms jump on him.
I hope Cashquatch does not get wormed to death.
Exactly.
He's giving away $2,000, though, today.
Nice. Very thoughtful of him.
There is a word for this hour, and it is sighting.
Wow, as in a sighting of Cashasaurus or whatever it was?
Cashquatch.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah.
You have
I got it.
Not moved on from the very first
I
one.
Yeah, that's right. That's
a long time ago. Cashquatch. The word is sighting, and you text that word to 68683. That is sighting to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
And standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the early days out at the distillery, I always had my dog, Dog Joe, with me. I would buy food in bulk, and before you knew it, there were dogs and cats coming by. It evolved into our Vodka for Dog People program.
Speaking of trains, I could use a train horn on my car, get people the hell out of the way.
Right?
Thinking about doing that at some point down the line.
Getting a smart car and putting a train horn in it?
I mean, the smaller the car, the better.
I found an Instagram, and it has something in it that I've always wanted.
Okay.
And everybody was quick to say, oh, that's a terrible idea. She's a terrible human.
Okay.
Why would you want that?
Right.
So this is a woman who's driving behind another car.
Okay.
And she's upset because the other car is going 10 miles below the speed limit.
I hate that.
So she gets out her little Mr. Microphone and says this.
Come
Imagine hearing that on the freeway.
That would be so great.
Oh, I've wanted one of those forever.
Have you?
Yeah, I think people can almost hear me sometimes because I'm so loud in my car. I roll down the window. Well,
please speed up on the freeway. The speed limit is 65.
We finally got it up to 65 and you're going 3.
It drives me crazy. And I can't be...
You are going 35 in the 55.
That's good advice. Press your foot on the gas.
I mean, it's pretty simple instructions.
Yes.
Here's my complaint. Mm-hmm. We go under the speed limit 90% of the time here.
Yes, because everybody's going so damn slow and so much traffic, yeah.
So when there's an open lane traffic,
right,
that you can go the speed limit.
Move!
I'm not asking you to speed.
No.
I'm just saying don't go 40 when in a 65.
Yeah, and in a car,
and
in
hit
a fast
your brakes
lane.
Constantly.
That makes me crazy. I won't weave and stuff, but I would do this.
Get out of the fast lane.
That is not what I thought you were going to say. What
did you think I was going to say?
Well, you started fast lane.
Oh. Well, I can't say that on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know that.
But you can out there in public.
Right. So my question for you is, Who else would use that and why?
You mean besides you and I and that lady?
Mm-hmm.
This lady?
Yes. What would you yell at people about?
Your dog is unbelievably cute. I think I love your dog. I would do that.
That doesn't seem to be the purpose for this.
I don't care.
This is more of an anger thing.
Sure.
Well, so for me, it's people going 40 or 50 in a 65.
Right. Oh, you know, here's one. If you're turning right, don't be blocking the entire lane. There's always usually room to turn right.
To get out of the straight lane?
Get out of the way!
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
You have plenty of room to turn right. Stop taking up both lanes.
There's mud.
Son of a bitch.
Possibly some cow pies at the bottom of that cone you brought in.
That's gross. I got to be honest. I tried to clean it, but it didn't work very well. All right. So what we're asking, 818-955-KLOS, is what would you use that speaker for? Who would you yell at and why would you yell at them? I don't believe I'm the only one that's into
this. Oh, there's no way.
So 818-955-KLOS. KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
A lot of people looking for work.
We're talking about a story in Japan where a 38-year-old has sold himself as a do-nothing rent-a-man.
So, you know, if you didn't really get that college degree or whatever and you're looking to be as lazy as humanly possible, this sounds awesome.
Do-nothing.
I love it.
He'll eat with you, maybe. He'll have some conversation, but do not ask him to pick up a tool.
He's not going to mow your lawn. He'll just sit there and stare at you, though.
So the question is, would you have a do-nothing rent-a-man?
I would use them for my carpool, most definitely.
Oh, good idea.
What a great idea.
Sit there. I don't need a ticket. It's cheaper to rent them, I think, than having to deal with the court and anything of that sort.
Absolutely.
You're a genius.
Yeah.
So especially if you have a long drive in Los Angeles and you're going to leave in Valencia and you're going to drive to Tustin, it's like, all right.
You
got to
be careful off the 405 and the 55.
And they know mannequins now. You can't get away with that. So you need a warm human body. Yeah. Great idea.
Just a carpool man.
Yeah.
Somebody should offer themselves up as
a carpool man. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We need a cut of this. Well, I guess you do. Because you came up with it.
How to look for the address, you know, that kind of stuff.
There you go. Although that's starting to get into work.
Yeah, I'm not looking for an address. I'm a do-nothing man.
Yeah.
You find your own address.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Would you rent a do-nothing rent-a-man? I want to be a do-nothing man.
Yes.
Like this guy.
Please.
In Japan.
Yes.
He'll talk or not talk.
He'll just sit there, if you like.
If you don't want to talk, he'll just be quiet.
But he certainly won't dust.
Correct. He will not do anything.
Nope.
Would you hire him?
I would be all about the rent-a-man. I'm a karaoke guy by trade. I'm pretty much a rent-a-man.
Karaoke guy by trade.
28 years, guys. I've done the on-location radio DJ part for KBAR Bar Radio. On location at the bar all the time.
KBAR.
Oh, my God. That has to be so bad when people get smashed.
Yeah.
I have a monkey butt that I take to amusement parks nowadays. No strings attached. Okay? And literally, his name's Chale. He doesn't speak.
A monkey? Did you say a monkey?
A monkey.
Wow.
That's my little rent-a-man, but he's a little bit cheaper on that front, or moderately priced, I guess, is the new equation.
But he wears a diaper, so you have to buy diapers.
Does he ever fling his poo?
He does. In fact, at Silk City, he had poop water bomb emojis that he was flinging at the kids.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Fantastic. That's great.
Very weird, and I heartily approve.
This is the strangest conversation ever. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I have no idea what was just happening.
No, I don't either.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, hello, hello.
Thumbs down, thumbs up.
Hello, hello.
Thumbs down.
Hello.
I don't know what was happening right
now. Is the caller there?
You're on from Poughkeepsie. Just before the holidays, we talked about a woman who is making $40,000 a week.
Doing what exactly?
Selling her own farts. So
say that again. Hold on. Rewind. People are not going to believe you. It's true. It's a fact.
She would sell her own farts. She would bottle them up, ship them out.
Man, that was a lot of money for each bottle.
Per week. Yes, it was. That's true.
It's almost as much as what you're paying at the pump. Damn, no, it'd be
way more than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Way more.
Yeah.
It's way more important gas. And we had this comment from her about people have questions.
And ever since my last TikTok went viral, I've been getting a lot of questions such as, how long do the farts last? Did I really fart 97 times in 2 days?
97, and big deal. I mean, 97 right? times here on the way in. And I just love the music she's got in the background.
It is beautiful.
Really beautiful.
Who buys my farts and why? And what are some of my tips?
Your what?
And tricks.
Oh.
But as I like to say, one with makes memories that last a lifetime. Now, why do people buy my farts?
Because we are living in a completely insane time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
I honestly think it's because I have a really good personality and also because I'm hot.
There you go. No,
she was being funny because it's because she has a good personality. And then she realized it might be because she's hot. So we got the update. And the update is that she has to stop.
Yep.
Not due to any legal regulations.
Nope.
No laws being broken.
No mom or dad calling going, stop it.
No, you're embarrassing the
God's
family.
Sake.
None of that.
Yep.
Actual medical issue.
So the gas that she sent to people.
Apparently she thought she was having a heart attack when she was trying too hard.
Yeah, she even said in one of her little things here to not, if you end up selling your farts, which we tried over the holidays.
Right.
Did you get any buyers? Yourself, Kevin?
Yeah, I was out.
And I didn't try too hard. You got to be very careful.
Sure.
You know, because you could send something else instead.
Right. Which people would also buy.
Sure.
But apparently she believed she was having a heart attack and went to the hospital.
Right.
So then she thought, you know what? Maybe this isn't
shut it down
the way for me to go.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
So I would like to bring in on the Heineken 00 hotline, Dr. Carl LaBelle, and he is a gastroenterologist.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Very good. Thank you. Now, you've heard us talking about this story, the woman that sells her farts.
I did, yes.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, Ms. Motto is not my patient, obviously, but just from what the symptoms that she described, the pain that she felt due to a buildup of gas, because, as you mentioned, she's trying to create as much gas as possible.
That's right.
The diet that she was on would be very dangerous because it would cause that sort of pain. The average person is, flatulent 15 times a day on average, and she claimed that she was trying to do that 50 times a day by eating high-fiber foods and high-protein foods, very fatty foods, and that combination would cause a buildup of bacteria in her gastrointestinal system, and that would necessarily cause the pain that caused her to believe she was having either a heart attack or a stroke. It's not a laughing matter. I'm sure she was in a lot of pain.
Well, it's a little funny.
I mean, it kind of is.
I don't think so.
What?
Because, again, just judging from her appearance, from her symptoms, I would say she's suffering from something even worse than gas pain.
Oh, what is it?
I would speculate that she is suffering from what I call influenza, which is a disease that often affects people who are social influencers. They develop something I refer to as tick toxicity, which is their desperate need for cash and attention based upon their looks.
Right.
They're usually attractive young women who suffer from a variety of different complexes. One is called Kardashianitis, which is really
that's a serious
zero, really, for that whole thing. Yeah,
that one is rough. I do know that.
Narcissism, of course. They're constantly looking at themselves.
Sure.
Sometimes they come down with Instagramnesia, where they forgot they took a photo earlier in the day and they put another one up immediately afterwards.
I have that one for sure. Absolutely.
And they just forgot that they put it up in the first place, huh?
Yes, they have lower levels than the rest of us of attention, and so they develop what I call "look at me" anemia, which is a constant need for attention and no real desire to produce anything or work in any field that would actually create an income and or do any good for anyone, really. So she seems to be suffering from that, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for her, there is a cure.
Oh, good.
Really simple. Get a goddamn job. Just go and get a job. Stop selling farts. You dumb bitch.
Wait. Doctors don't talk to patients like that.
I would. I'd slap her right out of my office. Dumb bitch.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about the weekend for a second, shall we?
Yeah, man, starting at 5 o'clock and running all three-day weekend. It's going to be stuff like that. It's going to be party music, wall-to-wall party stuff. JD's going to be doing a bunch of requests, so be talking to him noon. And then Saturday and Sunday, he'll be in here really sober. That's for sure.
Oh, I know. That's the only way he works.
He doesn't work in some sort of dispensary and bring product in for everybody.
No, don't be ridiculous.
No, so, you know.
Like the rest of us. We're business people.
Yeah. Hence our suit and ties.
Let's talk about bigger brothers and sisters. Older brothers and sisters. Oh, and the stuff that they talk you into doing.
Right. What was that one? How did it go about? Something about he had broken a vase. And so we were talking about streakers. And did you ever streak? And his older siblings said, if you put your underwear on your head and run naked down the street, we won't tell mom that you broke the vase.
Right. Well, yes. But that's not a lie as much as it is just a
bribe.
Abuse.
Yes, exactly.
Abuse.
Yeah.
Like, here are 13 lies that your brothers and sisters told you. And then you give us that example.
Okay.
And then we're going to want calls on that example.
Okay.
At 818-955-KLOS. You know you're adopted, right? That's the number one.
Sure. Oh, my God.
That an older brother or sister would tell you. Swallowed chewing gum stays in your stomach for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The cat can talk, it just doesn't when you're around.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. They never told me that one.
Mom and dad could read your thoughts.
I think they did tell me that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
If you put shampoo on dry hair, it falls out.
I never heard that.
It's just the joy of having a mind that doesn't know much yet.
Yes.
That you can screw with.
Yes. So how many of these did you tell your little brother?
I didn't really. I was more of a dare kind of a guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I dare you to whatever.
Jump off that building.
Yeah, and I was the worst at that. I would jump off our roof into our shallow end of our pool.
Oh, God.
What a fool.
Oh, man.
If you eat the seeds of an apple, a tree will grow inside you.
Yep.
Heads I win, tails you lose. They'd wake up in the middle of the night.
Right.
Wake up. It's time for school. Eating grass makes you run faster because horses do it, right?
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good logic one, yeah.
And so it goes on and on with lies that your siblings tell you. But this one
is amazing.
And this is what we're looking for is your sibling talked you into doing something.
Something horrible or ridiculous, and you bought it hook, line, and sinker.
At 818-955-KLOS.
So the example here that we found online was, my older sister once told me it was courteous to poop in the backyard so that the dog wouldn't feel self-conscious. And she explained that now that I was 8, I was old enough to take over this job for the family. So clearly now, dad would go out sometimes.
But 8-year-old had never seen anyone else out there doing that,
you know,
clearly.
You don't think about that. You know, dad goes out sometimes. Mom is like in the yard with the dog. So she proceeded to pull her pants down and take a poop there in the middle of the lawn in front of both her parents while they were doing yard work.
Hilarious. Parents just must have been going, what?
Why did we get into
what
this?
What do you do?
And you imagine the older sibling over in the corner just, you know, doubled over laughing.
Now listen, this is important.
Ew.
This is important.
Uh-huh.
We don't want an hour of poo calls.
No, right, yes.
We just want things that your siblings talked you into doing. Your siblings talked you into doing something that was stupid or you shouldn't have done.
Really embarrassing.
Etc.
Or horrible.
818-955-KLOS. Talking about things your siblings convinced you to do. KLOS, hello.
My brother told me he was going to turn me into my mother for breaking a window if I didn't pick up a dog shit.
Well, that's not too bad. How long did you have to be on poop patrol?
That's just blackmail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was downright ugly. And he said, okay, now you got to squeeze it.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Love my brother.
Wait, I bet he still told on you anyway, didn't he?
You know, he probably did. I just never found out.
Bastard. Yeah. Right, thanks for calling.
Thank KLOS, hello.
My older brother told me to give me $100 if I jumped off this log into a stream when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
A fast stream. And proceeded to give me $100 with his head after I did it.
Oh, you jerk.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought I was getting a $100 bill. very dangerous stream.
Wow, that sucks. Was it painful when you got in the water?
Yeah, bumps and bruises, cut myself, went floating down about half a mile.
Sure.
Oh, man. But you're like, I got $100 out of this.
He proceeded to give me $100.
Of course he did.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Kevin.
Hi there.
Knucklehead. Yeah, I had an older brother. It's convinced me I was the fastest kid in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up bow hunting, and so he armed three of his friends.
Oh, no.
Bows,
yeah.
And had me run across the property, and all three of them missed me. He shot me through both my calves.
Oh, my God. We did that with BB guns, but that's so much less.
Yeah.
Wow.
I fell on a rock and bust my chin open, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, siblings suck.
You're dumb.
Did you hear that, sir? Unbelievable.
I heard that. You guys are way dumber than I am. I love you both.
No question about that. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
Things your siblings convinced you to do. Talking about things that your siblings convinced you to do. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, my older brother, I had a rash on my private area.
Yes.
And he told me to put Bengay on it.
Oh, man. Damn.
Why would you ask your older brother what to do with that?
I was about nine.
Yeah, wow.
I went screaming through the house. My mom beat the shit out of him. Oh, sorry.
That's quite all right.
That. Hilarious.
Yeah, understandable.
And how about he tied me to a tree all night long?
I think I would have been friends with your brother.
Yeah.
Another one was he made me smoke pot for my very first time and only gave me one hit. Now he told me, now you can't tell dad, and you can't have no more.
Interesting. A way of blackmailing you into silence.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Yeah, he's a smart, bad dude. Man, thank you for calling. Wow. He may win the lottery of siblings. Hi, KLOS.
I bet my sister $100 that she could not put a $100 bill on her hand flush and burn through it with a cigarette.
And did she give it a go?
She did. Burnt her hand like crazy.
Oh, my God. You are an evil bastard.
I had to let her have the $100.
Sure. No, absolutely.
Held the cherry to it, puffing on it. Like, I could see it sitting there trying to burn through, but since there was no oxygen on the other side, you can't burn through it.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Things your siblings talked you into. At 5 o'clock tonight, we're kicking off quite the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be nonstop party music starting in about 20 minutes. And I suppose we could do the All Request Fest to some degree. But, you know, did you see that they got a bunch of beers and stuff in the kitchen?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think we'll mostly be playing party music starting at 5.
Listen,
all weekend
long. We'll do what we have to do.
All long-ass weekend.
We were talking about things that your siblings made you do. KLOS, hello.
Actually, it's something my brother and I did to my sibling on his 5th birthday.
Excellent. What is it?
It was his birthday, Palm Sunday, April 11th, 1965. We told him it was his fault that the tornado tore out the whole north end of town.
Oh, my God. That's a lot to put on a 5-year-old.
And he believed you.
I'll tell you, he was a bit nervous, yeah.
You are awful.
Wonderful. Well done. Patting you on the back.
That's what we mean.
Yes. I love that kind of
sister.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Why limit it to siblings when you could also include parents, what they tell their kids?
Sure, yeah.
Let's hear it.
What do you got?
So we told our daughters that all the girls that worked at Hooters had to cut out the holes over their nipples. And so she had a friend that started working there, and her boyfriend went there. And she goes, oh, my God, you know what they do? And they said, who told you that? They go, oh, well, my parents told me that. Oh, boy, was she happy when she got home.
I'll bet she was thrilled.
Yeah, but parents are, they actually come up with some pretty amazing
yes,
stuff.
Thanks
they for do. Calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, can you please tell me, what is a KLOS insider?
It's this way of accessing your bank account and your PIN, and if you agree to the little newsletter, then we can see your bank accounts and steal all your money. Oh,
and
no,
we can
I'm
make
sorry.
Withdrawals.
Yeah, no, it's just a newsletter. Yeah, just a harmless newsletter. Tell you what's going
has
on
It has nothing
in town.
To do with your bank
no.
account.
No.
Listen, don't trust us.
Because
I would not fill it out if I were you.
So it's a newsletter?
Yeah, it's really exciting. All sorts of thrilling information. You'll be amazed.
And there's a bank account. But don't worry about that. Don't worry about that part.
Yeah. So sign up online. Do it.
Okay.
Is this Kevin or Smuggo?
Yes.
Holy
shit.
It is Kevin or Smuggo.
Kevin, you f***ing bump. Oh, my God. I remember when I used to watch you and Pete on the Elvira special.
No, you don't. That was someone else.
Yes, I do.
That Cassandra, was, Mistress of the Dark.
That was Mark and Brian. Pretty sure.
That was on that really good station, KLOS.
Right.
My favorite afternoon, Scallywag. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
We are good. Thank you.
What would you like to kick off the All Request Fest with today?
Metallica Fuel.
Good evening. It's the All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS, where we play the exciting music to get your weekend started. There's Judas Priest for you. And, sir, what were you celebrating?
Friday!
Woo! Woo! Damn straight.
Oh, yeah.
Damn straight.
What's up?
What's up?
All right, I'm up for some Aerosmith.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, can I get some kids at
Detroit
Rock City?
Okay, yeah, who are you?
Richard, calling from Lake Forest, man.
Richard from Lake Forest.
Kids. Gracias.
Language. Something, I don't know, very familiar about this All Request Fest today, don't you think? A little deja vu or something? I mean, what is it? What is it? What exactly is it? It's the what? What is? Would you believe that that song is 21 years old now? I haven't run into that in a few thousand years. Steph in Buena Park said that Strokes last night would get her weekend started, so we threw it in on the All Request Fest.
Say, you want to take another request, Kevin?
I would love to do that.
Sounds like a great idea, but I'm eating.
You are eating. You are not professional.
I am definitely not professional. Not when there's pizza involved.
That's the first thing they teach us in radio school.
Never open the mic while eating food. Right. Don't even have it near the board. It could wreck the board.
That's correct.
Who
and you
gives
have
a
it
rat
all
that?
Over I the do. Equipment, which is
care.
Great.
I
mean, come on. It's Friday, man. All right. So, hey, listen. This is awesome. A few minutes ago, unless something went horribly wrong, you should have heard Motley Crue by request from our last Disney winner. And now we're talking to the winner from the 3 o'clock hour, Paul, who heard us do those super short songs for the Gimme 5 the other day, and he's suggesting super long songs. And what is it you want to hear for the All Request Fest today, Paul from Long Beach?
Frampton Comes Alive.
It's a good idea you had for the Gimme 5 to do long songs next week. I think that's a damn fine idea, sir.
Thanks a lot. Do you feel like we do?
Yeah, I love that song. Let's practice for the long songs right now with your suggestion. A fine idea, sir.
Have a great weekend.
You too. That's an order.
Thank you.
Mas Tequila! In the KLOS All Request Fest, it's Kevin and Sluggo on KLOS. And just the other day, we were talking about what your drink says about you. What was it that tequila says about the order of tequila?
Asking a bartender for a shot of tequila is really just another way of saying, I don't have work tomorrow.
And possibly the next day.
And possibly the next day, if I can keep going.
All right, it's the All Request Fest. We want to take some more requests, but there's something really funky going on with the phone. And I don't know why. I think it's your fault, Kevin.
I'm sorry.
I think it's your fault because you're a hologram today.
This is a recording.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, it's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Wow, that's weird.
Hey. Hi.
What is going on? But everybody's getting disconnected.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, can you play Jane's Addiction? Stop.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, how about some Nazareth?
Done deal.
Good deal, man.
Kevin, we got some toys. What do we got? What do we have? We have something. What do we have? What is it we have, Kevin?
We have a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park on August 25th right now.
Yeah, we were thinking right this second. If you're not terribly busy, be caller 13 818-955 KLOS and you get
a 4-pack of tickets.
What?
4 tickets.
Dang!
It's too many. We've lost our mind.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Paul from Long Beach.
Paul?
Yes, sir. Tell me I'm in.
You're in!
Yeah, right on, Fuego.
You were caller 13, man.
Right on, right on. Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the show.
I don't know if you've heard Kevin and I just now talking about a 4-pack of tickets. That seems like too many tickets. Kevin, who's definitely here and not on vacation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we were talking. I think that's too many tickets. You don't want that many tickets, do you?
Oh, no. I could use all 4, sir.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Yeah.
Thank you, Fuego.
You're most welcome, man. Enjoy the hell out of it. August 25th, you are there for Disney's California Invasion with KLOS.
Right on. Party on.
Hi, I'm Kevin, and I want to congratulate you, too.
Right this second.
It is KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Everybody else leaves. KLOS listeners get the park to themselves.
Yeah, you know, you've always wanted to do that, be there after everyone else has left. Well, we're going to help you do that on August 25th.
We will give away a 4-pack of tickets right now at 818-955-KLOS, and you'll get tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Good
luck. If you're caller 13, go. KLOS, who's this?
This is Jesse from HB.
Jesse from HB, you are going with 3 humans of your choice to Disney's California Adventure Park.
Awesome, brother. We're going to invade like Vikings.
You just throw a body into a lake and push it out there and then set it on fire? That's your plan?
No, we're all going to have Viking helmets on. Like
From
Ozzy Osbourne.
Gotcha. Band. I thought you were doing like a Viking funeral there. But, I mean, you know, whatever you want to do. It's in after the park closes. You know what I'm saying?
It's a celebration, bitches.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy your 4-pack of tickets to Disney's California Adventure Park.
All right. Thanks, brother.
It's the KLOS Summer Invasion.
I haven't heard of it.
Of? Disney California Adventure Park.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
Now, when is it happening?
It's happening August 25th.
No, it doesn't ring any bells.
And we have a 4-pack of tickets to join us.
Wow.
It doesn't have to ring bells with you. I think other people will know. You get a 4-pack of tickets to join us if you would like to, and other KLOS listeners. It's just us. It's only us.
And you, and your body, and 3 other bodies you bring with you.
If you're caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. It's Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cindy, I'm going to make it a little better for you because you are caller 13.
Oh, my God. I got my grandson in the car. He's so excited.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God, I can't believe it.
You let him know you guys are taking over the Disney California Adventure Park with KLOS's Summer Invasion.
When is it?
It's going to be on August 25th. You got a 4-pack of tickets. You can take 2 other humans besides the 2 of you.
Yeah.
Right on. Congratulations. Very happy for you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Hey, and Cindy, you know, it's our All Request Fest to get our weekend started. What party song would you like to hear? Any party song at all? I don't care what it is. We'll throw it on for you.
Okay. What do we want to hear, Kaden? Tootsie Slide.
Oh, perfect. So you said Motley Crue, Take Me to the Top. That's perfect. Yes, that's what we'll do.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much.
An early promotional item went out to radio stations and DJs on this day in rock in 1963 from Capitol Records. It was a list of hot rod terms to help talk about the latest music trend. Do you remember in the movie The Song Remains the Same when the gentlemen of Led Zeppelin found out that they had had $180,000 stolen from the safe in the hotel room they were staying at? After a show in Madison Square Garden, well, that was on This Day in Rock in 1973 that happened. Tom Petty and his Heartbreaker Pals wrapped up their lawsuit tour on This Day in Rock in 1979. It was at the Universal Amphitheater. Remember that place before they tore it down? He was out doing that tour to raise money for the legal battles he had had with MCA.